Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest, and night 2 of Fight Week. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing, smash that thumbs up, and spread me like butter. I really feel ridiculous. I was standing behind my SUV, just finishing gearing up for tonight's grand adventure my brother planned. My little brother had gotten pretty deep into vlogging and exploring the woods at night, or in cemeteries, looking for ghosts or ghouls. Now he caught wind of there being a reliable Bigfoot sighting on a forest an hour away from our place. The problem was, our parents didn't trust him with the car, and they couldn't drive him the day him and his friends all planned on going. He was convinced that getting a Bigfoot on camera was the way for him to shoot up to the million subscriber mark on his channel. Honestly, this kept him from going to parties or hanging out with the wrong kind of kids, so I didn't care about his nerdy hobby. I came in clutch for him. He packed up 3 friends and all his gear to go into the woods looking for Bigfoot. I wasn't about to set a few teenage boys free into the forest. I made us all wear reflective vests, carry walkie-talkies, and charged our phones before we got out of the SUV. I didn't want to lose any of them or someone get shot by hunters. Was it even hunting season? Who knew? Better not risk it. Even though I was the one enforcing all this safety gear on us, I felt silly wearing it. I looked at my brother and his friends all chatting excitedly about the night ahead and felt a little urge of joy towards them. He wouldn't stay young forever, and I should treasure times like this. He could get excited on something as silly as trying to find Bigfoot. Interrupting their chatting, I sprayed them down with bug repellent, one by one as the others checked over the equipment they brought. It was pretty bare bones, just a few cameras and a laptop for some reason. They were all broke high school kids after all. Maybe they might just get some footage. Of Bigfoot? No. But maybe footage of something. We went over the rules again. I didn't want to be the one to blame if one of them got lost in the woods. I could never face any of their parents if that happened. And we're rolling. Say hello to the world, my brother said while pointing the camera into my face. Please don't get me on video. I don't want anyone finding out I was humoring this. Don't stress about it. We can cut out the post. I rolled my eyes at him. For the next half an hour, I watched as him and his friends do take after take trying to get their intro right. They were all so gritty and such bad actors, it was impossible for them to make a good one. It was all for nothing as they decided to do the intro when they got back home. That way they would have more time. Finally, we were all ready to go into the woods. Flashlights in hand, we started down along the trail. I warned them several times not to leave the hiking path. if they did, stay put until someone found them. I packed some snacks and enough water to last us a day if they had got lost. I was not taking chances with these four. As we walked, they took more unusable footage of them walking and discussing the sightings that have been made and what caused them to be here. The further onto the trail we got, I wondered how far we should go. We weren't staying overnight, only a few hours then back to the car. I spotted a figure walking down the trail towards us, and the boys were nice enough to make enough room to let him pass. "It's going to get dark soon," the man said. He had a huge duffel bag over his shoulder and didn't look as if he was just out for a normal hike. "We know. We're hunting Bigfoot," one of the boys said. His name was Jerry, but his friends teased him and called him Cherry from time to time. "Bigfoot, huh?" the man asked and looked over at our strange group. I gave him a shrug. "I heard that there have been a lot of sightings down here near the pond around 11 at night." All four heads turned towards me. I didn't plan on staying out in these woods for that long, but their eyes just stared at me with such a pleading expression made me sign and give in. "All right, we'll check out the pond around that time. Do you have directions?" The next few minutes, the man helped me write down how to get to the pond. It wasn't that far, but easy to get mixed up at night. We thanked him and watched him go down the trail, and I assumed back to his car. I was wondering what was in that bag, though. A body? It was body-shaped, but that was stupid. If he had just killed someone or was carrying a body around, he wouldn't have spoken so calmly to us. Let me tell you something. Watching over four rowdy teenage boys in the dark woods was not fun at all. At least, they amused each other. Because of the amount of noise they made, there was no way a Bigfoot was real. And if it was, it wouldn't come anywhere close to the pond now. I stood back, keeping an eye on them, but still aware of the surroundings in the woods. More than once, I heard something behind us I was sure were footsteps or a heavy animal moving around. When I brought my flashlight over to look inside the trees, I didn't see anything. I nearly had a heart attack when I turned around, and one of the boys had come near me to sit down on a fallen log. It was Cody, my brother's older friend and most well-behaved out of the bunch. "Got tired of them?" I asked, motioning to the other boys. They found a pile of animal crap and did what teenage boys do. John stuck a stick into it, and my brother made a run for it, screaming, trying to get away from the stick of horror. I felt shame I was related to him, their video forgotten for now. "Yeah, I don't think we'll catch anything interesting on video, which is a shame because I heard some really good stuff about this forest." "What do you mean?" I asked, a little interested in the stories that got my brother wanting to take a trip here. "Well, they've been finding mauled animal corpses, and then some people found some weird tracks, like huge human footprints. But it was after a slight rain, so people said the tracks just got warped or something. There are some photos of something people think it's a Bigfoot here." Cody pulled up some photos on his phone. It was a classic-looking, cryptid, blurry set of photos of a bunch of trees. If I squinted, I could see an outline of a dark human-like shape, but only if I squinted really hard. I mean, it sort of looks like a hairy guy going out for a walk. Cody gave me a laugh at my joke. "I know it's not the best proof, but the guy who took the photo is pretty trustworthy. If he said he saw something walking out in the woods of his backyard, he had nothing to gain by lying." I was amazed Cody put so much effort into this. At least one person was serious about it. I was starting to think he was one who got my brother into all this cryptid stuff to start with. "Anything else?" I asked him. "People have heard, like, grunting noises in the woods." I did my best not to laugh. Grunting did not at all sound threatening. That was until I heard something behind us. A shuffling of leaves, and the sound that could be described a lot like a grunt. I jumped 10 feet in the air and looked out into the woods with my flashlight. Nothing again. Cody looked a little pale, but we both assumed our minds were playing tricks on us, and we gave each other a nervous laugh. After a few hours, the boys settled down a bit. The Sticks of Horrors was tossed aside the lake, and they finally got down to trying to shoot some footage for their channel. I kept watching them to make sure that nothing went wrong, and watching an eye on how late it was getting. It was a long drive home, and I was already feeling sleepy. I might need a nap before we left. I yawned, almost wanting to see something just to have a reason to leave. "Where are you going?" John walked past me, and I stopped him before he went too far. "I need the pee." "Don't go too far," I warned. "He has to. He's a shy pisser," Jerry called after. John flipped him off and went stomping out into the woods. I could still see his flashlight between the trees, so I wasn't very worried. As long as he kept his light in sight, it should be fine. And he still had his phone on him, just in case if he did get lost. The time was getting pretty close to 11 when John walked off. Shortly after he left, I heard Jerry's voice a little low and almost scared. Do you see that? His voice drew all of our attention. We looked where he was pointing at. At first, we saw nothing. Then, a flickering of pair of red eyes near the ground. I felt my breath catch when we saw them in the bushes and flicker away as the anime they belonged to moved. I wanted to believe it was some sort of joke the kids were playing on me. I turned my head to ask them which one had planned this when I froze. My brain just stopped working when I saw a hulking figure on the left of the three boys. It took a step out of the woods, and I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Halfway out of the trees was, literally, a Bigfoot, exactly looking like I thought one would look like. My jaw dropped open. It was at least 7 feet tall, covered in hair and breathing heavily. Before I could bring myself to speak, a shrill scream came from the woods, startling all of us. At first, I didn't recognize it as John's voice. My brother raised his camera, swearing when he saw the Bigfoot just watching us. His footage wouldn't turn out the best because of his shaking hands. The two others followed his example, not knowing what else to do besides record. I was at a crossroad. I couldn't just leave them behind to go after John, and I couldn't just leave John alone in the woods. Another sound rang out. A crack I knew to be a gunshot. My body turned, but my feet remained stuck to the ground. John was out in the woods, and we just heard a gunshot. Thankfully, the creature darted off into the woods just as John came running back in sight. I rushed over to him to check him over for any injuries. Aside from being scared out of his wits, he was unharmed. He was panting so hard he couldn't speak. "I know. We just saw it." He looked up at me confused, and rightfully so. If he had been running from something, there was no way the creature we had seen was the same one that he was running from. I looked up to where he had been coming from, to see another huge figure come stumbling out of the woods. I could hear it gasping for air just as hard as John was, but its face was oddly stiff. It looked like another Bigfoot I'd seen, only this one is shorter. Raising its arms, it let out a cry that made the boys scream in response. More shaking camera footage would resort to this thing coming out of the woods. My mouth was so dry I couldn't scream. I just put John behind me, trying to protect him the best that I could. I had no weapons to keep this creature back. I turned my head to tell the boys to make a run for it when another gunshot rang out. It took me a few seconds to realize what happened. My leg buckled and I felt a warmth pulling down one leg. I stared down dumbly at the bleeding thigh, wondering what the hell had just happened. It finally dawned on me someone just shot me. I was wearing a safety vest. That shouldn't have happened. I didn't understand it at all. None of this made any sense, and it was going to make less sense soon. The boys should have run off. Instead, they gathered up whatever courage they had and started throwing rocks and sticks at the Bigfoot creature that was still coming closer towards our group. It didn't even faze it, but something felt off about how it was stumbling around, as if it couldn't see where it was going in the dark. I really thought I was a goner then. I didn't want anything to happen to the boys, and I wanted to protect them. It turned out I didn't have to. The flickering red eyes came again. This time, they belonged to a dark figure that towered over the Bigfoot that was stumbling closer. The moon came from behind the trees, so I could see the shape a little bit more clearly. It stood on two legs but had a hunched back. Massive claws dangled at its sides, and it was covered in pitch-black fur that made the red eyes look even more threatening. A long tail trailed behind it as it took a few steps closer to the creature it was stalking. Finally, the Bigfoot noticed and turned around. I could have sworn I heard a muffled voice coming from the Bigfoot before the other beast started to attack. The dark beast had a bent and broken muzzle. While it attacked, it made strange grunting and heavy breathing sounds. It looked like something had broken its nose a while ago and it never healed back right. A swipe of a claw tore fur from the Bigfoot's chest as it fell back and started to scramble backwards. Dark blood immediately started to soak the brown fur. We all stood, too scared to do anything. The fight, as it were, didn't even last very long. The Bigfoot didn't have any weapons or claws. It tried to get away, only to have the other beast take its head off in one clean swipe with its oversized claw hand. The head bounced and rolled to a stop in front of me, the pain of bleeding in my leg forgotten as I stared at it. The beast gave out a long sound, to be a victory howl that has haunted my dreams since.
"That's my brother, you son of a bitch!"
We all looked over at the new voice. A stranger came charging out of the woods, rifle in hand and tears in his eyes. He was the one who had shot at John and the one who had shot me. In a rage, he started to fire towards the beast that had just killed the other furry creature. I looked back at the head, and I was nearly sick when I realized what I was looking at. The claws that had torn the head off the neck also tore the mask that was covering a human's face. A man I recognized from the trail before. Why was he dressed up as a Bigfoot? I didn't understand at the time. Because his brother tried to kill two of us, I was rooting for the wolf-like beast.
"Run!"
I told the boys. We had to get out of there while the two were distracted with each other. Bless them. They all took turns lifting me up and helping me along. I was just slowing them down, but they refused to leave me behind. Maybe because I was the one who knew how to drive, but I wanted to believe they did it just because they were good people. As we moved down the trail, we heard more gunshots, then finally, a horrible scream suddenly cut short. It was clear who won the fight in the end. I didn't want us to be next. By some miracle, we got out of the woods and back to the SUV, before the beast decided that we would be its next meal. In my condition, I would have been an easy target and the boys weren't much better. The moment everyone was inside the SUV, I didn't even wait until their seatbelts were on. We just got the hell out of there, my leg killing me. I needed the pull over when the shock wore off, and passed out at the wheel, but thankfully parked. When I woke up, there was flashing lights everywhere. Police were taking statements, parents being called, and an ambulance starting to load me up. My injury wasn't life-threatening. The cops didn't believe the Bigfoot story even after seeing the shaking footage, but they did go into the woods to see what the hell had happened. I found out later the man who was all dressed up and his brother owned a local motel. In order to get more people from out of town to stay, they had been dressing up like Bigfoot to create fake sightings. So far, it hasn't done enough business and took it one step further. If a group of kids went missing, the media would be all over it. They honestly sounded like dumb small-town folk that got their ideas from Scooby-Doo villains. The cops found the mauled bodies but didn't tell us much more. They took the footage for evidence. The cameras were returned, but not the footage. When I went to pick up the cameras, the sheriff himself stopped me to talk. I was on crutches, but otherwise doing fine. He was a tall and bulky man. Even if I wasn't hoppling around, I didn't want to get on his bad side. Listen, I know those kids wanted to become famous telling people what happened, but we can't have that. We don't want more bodies showing up in the woods, know what I mean? I looked at his stern face and realized he knew what that wolf-like beast was, and either haven't killed it yet, or couldn't. If I talked about that beast, more people would come looking like my little brother. I felt sick and cold thinking I could be the reason someone died because I talked about beasts in the woods. I gave him a nod. I know what you mean. Good. He dismissed me. I got to my car, legs still dully hurting. So far, my brothers don't want to talk about that night, and his friends are the same. I don't want to say what area this all happened in, but it has been eaten away at me since. I feel like people should know that there is something lurking in the woods. I still don't fully believe Bigfoot is real after that night, but werewolves, dogmen, whatever the hell that was, yeah, I believe in that.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.